Hello.
Hi, can you speak to Colin Witherspoon, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Colin. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish Redress case.
Yes.
Are you okay to have a quick 5-minute chat with me, Colin, or is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just to let you know, Colin, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role here at MMA is to gather the evidence for you, whether that
Yes.
be to write into the social services departments of the care settings that you stay there, and also just to understand a little bit now more about how your time in care has had an impact on your adult life, Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How we do that is obviously, trying to understand if you've had any sort of like depression, anxiety, PTSD, any alcohol or substance issues, and what I'll then do, Colin, is I'll write to those relevant authorities and gather that information. And what that'll do, Colin, is obviously paint a picture from the trauma that you suffered in care has affected you into your adult life. We'll then submit all of that evidence to the Scottish Redress, and that'll give you obviously the best chance we can of getting you the maximum amount of compensation, Colin.
Yeah, absolutely. No, not
Is that okay, sir?
yet.
All right, thank you very much. Colin, have you ever suffered with depression or anxiety, buddy?
Yes.
Okay. And do you currently still suffer with it?
Yes.
Okay. And you seek medical medication from your doctor?
Well, not really. I've had some stuff around, but also don't can't possibly or the medicine for that period.
Has you have had medication in the past, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Any sort of issues with drugs or alcohol, Colin?
No, I've seen a few overdoses of all of my medication, that's all.
Okay. So you've had, sorry, buddy, I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that. Did you say you had some overdoses?
Yes, sir. The reason why it's in January there, I ended up in the hospital, I died when I got back to life.
Oh, wow. Is that from the medication you're getting, or is that from? Yeah, from his medication. Okay, what I'm going to do, and died and was brought back in the hospital. So I'm going to write to that hospital. I'm also going to write to your doctor. I'm going to gather as much information as I can to give you the best possible chance of getting the best possible outcome, Colin. If that's
Yes.
okay. So can I take your GP's details, please, buddy?
It's Lars Medical Practice.
Lars.
Lars, Lars.
26. Lars. LARGS Medical Practice.
Yep.
And whereabouts is that? Is that
It's
in
in Ayrshire.
Largs?
Yeah.
Okay. And can I take the details of the hospital for the overdose, please?
Three different ones for the last one, the Claybank.
Okay. I'll just take the last one on you. Hopefully, they'll have requested your medical records. There's Clydebank, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like Clydebank Royal Infirmary, or is that just Clydebank Hospital?
Claybank Hospital.
So what I'm going to do, Colin, is I'm going to write to the Largs Medical Practice, request all of your medical data. I'm going to write to the Clydebank Hospital to request, obviously, the last time and any other times you've been admitted into their care. I'm going to write to the care settings of the, sorry, I'm going to write to the social services of the two care settings you've given us.
Yeah.
And
Well, both of them shut down.
Yeah, the local authority will still have all your details.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They'll still obviously have records of you being in care and all that.
Yeah.
Do you want, when I get your information, Colin, from your time in care, do you want me to share that with you?
No,
that's no problem. I always give my clients the option. Some people like it because of pieces back, you know, gives them a bit of a piece to a missing piece to a jigsaw. Some people don't want to see it because
that's no problem.
So what I'm going to do is once I get the information, Colin, I'm going to go through it, you know, in parts with you.
Yeah.
We're going to make sure that you've, you know, all your information, all your statements you've given us are accurate and you know, as full as they can be. I'm then going to add all your medical records, i.e. the depression, the overdoses, to our case. And then I'm going to submit that to the Scottish Redress team. And what that'll give us is obviously, you know, your time in care and, you know, horrific time you had there, but also how that's impacted you into your adult life. Once we've done that, we'll then hopefully wait for what's called the panel date, Colin. That's where the panel will judge our case. And from there, hopefully we'll get the recognition of any wrongdoing. The recognition, obviously, that you were wronged as a child and deserve, and also hopefully some, you know, financial compensation for you, Colin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me, Colin, about that
process? No, nothing.
Okay, fantastic. I do have to go one step backwards with you, Colin. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you. Now, you might have gone through this with one of my customer care colleagues, but this is going to be the last time we run through this. I just need to make sure that you are fully aware of what we're doing and our fees and what other options are there, Colin. So just to let you know, Colin, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail, if you so wish, is to, you know, build your own case, if you like, gather your own information. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that will apply for you and help you apply. And they won't take any fees from you, but they get paid direct from the Scottish Government. They participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme. They get paid £2,000, whether you win, lose or draw. Now, legally, I can't discuss their practices, what they do for you, and more importantly, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you, Colin, is we don't participate in that scheme. We actively rejected that scheme on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
What we do is we've entered into a joint venture with you under what's called a no-win, no-fee. And what that means is you win, you lose, we lose together. And it's up to me and our business to go out and gather the as much information as we possibly can for you to give you the best chance. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of any VAT. So what that means...
Can I go ask now? Let's see if you don't have this thing. It's
16% plus VAT. So the VAT is 20% of the 16, which works out to about 3.2%.
I thought you were forums on the other day. They can't have to get the ones, but it's told to the limit bang on 16%.
Yeah, so our fees are 16%, but we have to charge you VAT. Now, the VAT is 20% of the 16, works out to just under 3.5%. So we say 20%, it's actually 19.5% in total.
And how long will this take before I hear it and about what you get paid?
It could take up to 12 months. So it's going to take me anywhere between 6 to 8 months to get your information back. And then obviously we're then waiting on a panel date for you.
Right.
Okay, so our fees are 16% plus VAT, which works out at 19.2%. But we obviously say for the ease of, you know, is 20%. You'll never pay us more than that.
Mm.
On the flip side to that, Colin, is it is a genuine no-win, no-fee. And what that means is if we are unsuccessful due to the nature of these cases and the mental hardship that you've been through, We'll never put you under any sort of financial stress. So if we're successful, we won't be coming to you for any money. Our insurance policy will cover all of our costs. So we'll never kick back to you, Colin, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand those three options, Colin?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay. So just to let you know, Colin, you did have, or you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is 14 days from the date you signed any documentation with us, you could cancel. Now, obviously, you probably weren't made aware of this, or haven't been made aware of this, so I can, you know, extend that date up until now. You do have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Colin, and what that means is I can get to work on your case straight away.
Yes. So,
but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, got a lot of questions.
So you're happy for me to waive the 14-day, Colin?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Colin, is I'll write to you within the next two weeks, so to say, with all my contact details. You've got my number now. My name's Michael. I'm going to be the only one talking to you about your case. So if anybody else rings you, you know, the likelihood is it's not about your case, or if they say it is about your case, it's not, because you signed with us. We're recognised as your law firm from the Scottish Redress team.
Yeah.
So just put the phone down, or ask for me, and if they can't produce me on a call, just put the phone down. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks. I'll keep in touch with you every month to make sure that obviously you're okay, and I'll explain to you where I'm up to, and I'll keep you fully updated as to the progress on your case, Colin.
Yeah.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me, Colin?
No, nothing at all.
Okay, well, good deal. Listen, thank you very much, and thank you for talking to me, and I commend your bravery and being able to talk about this.
Yeah.
I will try my best to get all of the information I can for you.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Colin. Enjoy your evening, sir.
Same to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.